One young Iraqi-American man finds solace with political humor.
My name is Ziad Izzat, and I run a satirical website called WackyIraqi.com, and I live in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Ziad Izzat's father came to the United States from Baghdad 40 years ago and started a small printing company. Today, Izzat, 28 years old, runs the family business, but in his free time, he runs WackyIraqi.com, a website that reflects his political opinions and sense of humor. During the war, NPR is broadcasting voices such as Izzat's, the small stories. In recent weeks, WackyIraqi.com has received hundreds of thousands of hits, and Izzat is taking his funny website more seriously. This is his NPR War Diary entry.
Every 2 or 3 days, I see something in the news I think is, however disturbing or bizarre it is, sort of has a funny slant to it, so I'll take that news story and doctor up a photo and write my own news story about how I think it went or how I think it should have gone or it would have been funny if it went like this and post it as if it were real news. The piece I'm working on for right now for WackyIraqi.com is a story about, it's a satirical story, it's a farcical story about Survivor Iraq, the next series of the TV show being canceled because all the contestants were killed. My family can't get out of Iraq, even if they wanted to. We can't even communicate with them. And it's not a game. It's the real thing. There's just so much news right now that it's really hard not to write something every 10 minutes. But I've got a job and I've got a life, so I can't spend the entire day on it. I feel like I'm talking back, at least for myself. For one person as an Arab American, this is how I feel. And I don't know how all the rest of the Arab Americans feel. I don't know how all the Arabs and Muslims feel around the world. But there seem to be a whole lot of people in the world speaking for us. And it's just my small opportunity to speak for myself and say that when every newspaper in the country is saying, why do Muslims hate us and why do Arabs hate us, I like to say, well, some Muslims and Arabs are us.
An NPR War Diary entry from Ziad Izzat in San Jose, California, who runs the website WackyIraqi.com. Other War Diary entries are at npr.org.